This is Geek News Central. My name is Kirk Corliss, filling in for Todd Cochran. Coming up is Google a Monopoly, how-to guide for Chromebook beginners, best mortgage rates online. T-Mobile should stop saying it has the, quote, best unlimited network, unquote, and how to set up your Windows laptop from scratch. Those stories and more. I want to welcome you to episode 1284 of the Geek News Central podcast for Monday, May 21st. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support the show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider or paypal.me/geeknews. You can pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. I want to give a big warm welcome to all the longtime listeners of the show, and can't forget the welcome. I'd like to welcome all the new listeners to the podcast as well. If you are a new listener to this podcast, we'd like you to visit geeknewscentral.com to subscribe to the show. There's many ways of doing so, be it on Apple Podcasts, on Android, email, Google Play, Stitcher. Tune in also on Spotify. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, you can click on the also via RSS feed. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, you can click on more subscribe options, and I'll show you how to get that set up for you. Further down on the website, on the right-hand side is the newsletter. Now, the newsletter contains all the links that are talked about on the podcast. It's sent one way, so you can follow along on all the good tech news that's going on. Now, also, speaking of geeknewscentral.com, I'd like you to visit the site daily for all the great content the GNC writing team has put up with Jen and Andrew. Some great stuff that's going on right now. Don't want to miss a moment of what's going on in the world. I don't have, if you like any comments or love to hear from you, my email address is pa@geeknewscentral.com, pa@geeknewscentral.com. I'm not on Twitter. However, you can follow me on Google Plus or on Facebook to search for my name. My first name is spelled K-I-R-K. My last name is spelled C-O-R-L-E-S-S. Excuse me one second. Sorry, take a drink. You can watch the show on the Roku via the Tech Podcast channel or on the Apple TV. If you have an Amazon Echo, Google Home, or Cortana device, you can say the magic keyword and then play the podcast Geek News Central. You can also listen on Stitcher or watch and listen on blueberry.com. Partner shows include No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff, The Gadget Professor with Mr. Don Bain, The Pro Gear Site written by the GNC team, The New Media Show with co-hosted by Todd and Rob Greeley, and also Podcast Legends. This show would not be possible without our good friends GoDaddy, who is the longest running continuous sponsor of podcast, and that's at GoDaddy. And at GoDaddy.com, geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. If you wish to get something online, be it a podcast or a blog or an e-store or anything that you want to put yourself out there on the web, Todd's got some great deals for you. For example, you can get 30% on new product purchases. Get a .com for 99 cents newer transfer. $1 a month economy hosting with a free domain. $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year with free domain. Or 1 month free trial of GoDaddy website builder. Your choice of business. Your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans. These are, so if you want to get things set up, again, a podcast, a blog, a journal, e-store. Check out the codes. Share those codes with your friends and family, people that you know. Please support the sponsor. Todd greatly appreciates it. Pays all the bills, insurance, gas in the car, etc. And we thank you so much for all your support. on supporting Geek News Central via GoDaddy.com. All right, as I mentioned a moment ago, Todd is away. Actually, he's coming back. I'm filling in for him. I filled in for him on Thursday's podcast while he was away down in while I was down in Columbus, Ohio, with his team with Raw Voice / Blueberry, and what's going to happen in the next year of all the great services that team's coming out. And he's back on his way. He should be on his way to Honolulu. Right now it's 8 o'clock Eastern Time here on the East Coast, so it's 5 p.m. Pacific in the West Coast. So he's flying in, and he'll be back back on the show with you all on Thursday's podcast, 8 p.m. Hawaiian Standard Time, live at geeknewscentral.com/live. So I'll be back with you all guest hosting next month in June while he goes on a well-deserved vacation. So he deserves it. This man works harder than no one else that I know. All right, so just get you up to speed on what's going on. I know last episode, and I did it again. I can't believe I keep doing this. This is one thing I keep. Everything else on the intro, I put out flawlessly. You know, the intro, the top stories, what's going on. You know, go to the website. Everything, yada, 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 yada. I keep forgetting the most important thing, how to connect with each other, and that's on our Slack channel. If you wish to hang out with our Slack chat, hang out with us. I'm getting so tongue-tied. Hang out with us on the Slack channel. Send Todd an email at geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. He'll get you set up, and you can join us. I'm usually on most show nights, Mondays and Thursday nights. Say hi, how you doing? And also, we have a chat room at geeknews.chat. I just put my little toot, instead of a tweet, it's a toot. I'm there as well. So hang out with us. It's a great conversation with all the folks, all the listeners, and it's great to hear from you as well. All right, so, okay, now that I got that out of the way. So I was going to say, on Thursday's episode, a couple people mentioned to me it was a great job on the show. I really do appreciate it. And a couple people mentioned to me that the audio was a little low, and they had to turn the volume way up. For some reason, I don't know what happened. I apologize for that. I'm going to see what happened, get some tweaks on the audio levels. I thought, you know, everything was fine, you know, but it's a learn in progress with the technical side as far as recording, then uploading, and making sure all the levels are copacetic. So thank you for letting me know about it, and I really do appreciate it. So, so that's what happened. When I apologize again for Thursday's episode, and I will definitely work more harder making sure that the audio comes out fine as well, and doesn't, I don't want you to hear, and you have to tune up the volume, don't so you can blast your ears or anything like that. All right, so, but again, thank you so much for all your support, feedback, and giving me great kudos, which means a lot to me. So thank you very, very, very much. All right, up top, what's going on in the world today of tech? All right, so the first up, in the news where we talked about in the episodes, Todd's mentioned about Facebook. It's been going on with Facebook and the Cambridge Analytica and all that stuff. So and this is from on ubergizmo.com, apparently the data scandal with that went on with what's going on with the Cambridge Analytica and everything, all the committee meetings that Zuckerberg went through. Apparently, it didn't change the usage stats. The Client note from Goldman Sachs cites ComScore figures, which reveal that Facebook unique users in the United States surged 7% year-over-year to $188.6 million last month, which was a time when Facebook was middle of the Cambridge Analytical storm. The report also mentions that time spent on Facebook also went up during this time. So apparently, with the what's been going on with Facebook and all its trials and tribulations, the users are still going on Facebook and not blinking an eye. Next up, now we talked about in the last podcast about GPS location being hacked and the GPS location data was being sold. Well, instead of a hack, now there's a teen monitoring app that accidentally leaked account information of its users. If you never heard of the app called TeenSafe, there's a good chance that that's because you're not a teen or you're not a parent. For those unfamiliar, TeenSafe is an app designed to monitor smartphones of teens by their parents, keeping track of how teens use their phones so that parents have a better idea of what their kids are up to. The leak was originally discovered by UK-based security researcher Robert Wiggins and verified by ZDNet, who informed the service of its leaky servers, following which they were pulled offline. In a statement provided to ZDNet, a TeenSafe spokesperson said, "We have taken action to close one of our servers to the public and begun alerting customers that can potentially be impacted." So there you go. That's one. So with what's going on, so websites are getting hacked, and now, in other leaked news, also on ZDNet.com, there is a bug on Comcast's website where it leaks Xfinity customer data. There's an exclusive on ZDNet where a bug in Comcast's website used to activate Xfinity routers can return sensitive information on the company's customers. Security researcher Karen Sinidi discovered a bug, and ZDNet reached out to obtain permission from two Xfinity customers to check their information. We were able to obtain their full address and zip code, which both customers confirmed. The bug returns data even if the Xfinity Wi-Fi is already switched on, The ZDNet reached out to Comcast prior to publishing the story, and there was no comp. They did not comment. So, between an app leaking data on a teen app, and now Comcast, and Comcast hasn't been very favorable in the news over the past year or two. Next up, and I'm just waiting for something to load. Okay. All right. So in other news, WWDC 2018 is coming on June 4th. There's an article on CNET.com where there's going to possibly be new iPad Pros, MacBooks, iMacs, also possible of a iPhone SE 2. There's also a product called Apple AirPower. Don't know what that is, but we'll see what happens June 4th when Apple shows off its wares. And stay tuned, because I'm pretty sure we'll talk about it, or Ty will talk about it in the weeks to come. Speaking of Apple news, Apple drops to number 4 spot in annual Fortune 500 rankings after retaining the number 3 spot on the Fortune 500 list for the past 2 years. In 2018, Apple has dropped one place and now sits at number 4 on a list of the top U.S. corporations based on gross revenue. So the top 10 that MacRumors, MacRumors.com has: Walmart's number 1, at $543 million, ExxonMobil, Berkshire Hathaway, and then Apple. So this is monthly revenue. They reported $229,234 million a month. Apple's still making money. All right. In other news, YouTube's how YouTube's new music streaming service stands up to other. I'm just waiting for a page to load. I apologize. I am so desperately need a new get a new laptop. So on lifehacker.com, how YouTube's new music streaming service stands up to the competition. Now we talked about the different streaming products. Services: Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, etc. Now Google's new options. There's YouTube Premium and YouTube. YouTube Premium and YouTube Red. I don't know many people that I know I don't use YouTube Music or YouTube Premium, but apparently they want to get more ears on it. I know that a lot of people use Apple Music and Spotify. We talked about that on last podcast, on last episode, that Apple and Spotify are literally like climbing, like literally neck and neck on users. So we'll see what happens on YouTube's new streaming service. In other tech news now, I know someone that I used to belong with, help with PTA for my daughter's school. And one of the PTA presidents reached out to me on how to take a Word doc and convert it. To a Google Doc, and I gave her some information on how to copy a Word doc to a Google Doc. On makeuseof.com, there's a ultimate Chromebook guide. So if you're in the market for a Chromebook, but basically a Chromebook is a web browser, a Chrome browser, where you have the Google Suite, Google Docs, Google Sheets, Google Slides, a lot of Google Suite products, but all basically is a web browser. And on the guide, on the page, and I'll have the link in the show notes on how to all the information on how to right click, rotate a screen, copy and paste, which I mentioned to about that, how to zoom out. There's a ton of information here on how to get set up with the Chromebook. Great stuff. Speaking of how to set up a Chromebook, for those that do have a laptop, a Windows laptop, to be more specific, is how to set up your Windows laptop from scratch. This is also on lifehacker.com, and I'll show you steps on how to get your new Windows laptop to get set up. And I'm gonna have to bookmark this because I'm in the market for a new laptop myself. Also, now we all use our smartphones on a daily basis, be it apps, Facebook, email, etc. There's a great site on makeuseof.com on how to keep your mobile browsing private, be it if you're on Safari, Chrome, I believe I saw Firefox, different types of browser using. Some great advice on how to set up on mobile browsing private. And I'm just waiting for us to load. I apologize. This is like really. While I'm waiting for us to load, I'm just waiting for this to load. Come on. This is running very, very slow. I apologize. Usually it's been running smooth, and for some reason it's running a little bit slow. Okay, on the Austin Utter News with Apple products, the peripherals, cables and headphones and things of that nature can be a little pricey. Now on BGR.com, Apple has cut its USB-C lightning cable down to $19. There's a link in the show notes on that. So again, on BGR.com, where they have cut their price, and there's a code. No, there's no code. I'm sorry. So there's a good site on how there's a good. I would jump on it because it may go up. It may not, but it's not down to $19 for lightning cables. Google News coming up. Google Photos adds likes and favorites with heart. This is on TechCrunch.com, where there's an update on how to add likes and favorites to the photo albums. And there's a link in the show notes on the latest update. Now, we all hear about the best unlimited network, and T-Mobile has really put themselves out there when they would say that there's a T-Mobile is mentioning that this is on Ars Technica, that T-Mobile should stop claiming it has best unlimited network. There is a report out that the advertising industry software regulator doesn't say in the article the National Advertising Division, which ruled that T-Mobile hasn't substantiated its claim that it has the best wireless network. There's an article about that, a very long article about how T-Mobile should stop claiming it has its quote-unquote best unlimited network, unquote. Okay, maybe if we close out some things here, maybe that'll do it a trick. And okay. Just waiting for, okay. All right, next up in the other news coming up, and I just had, okay, there we go. Okay. A great deal that's going on right now. There's a Sonos speaker set and turntable that's on sale. Sonos is offering discounted speaker and turntable bundle sets. I'll have a link in the show notes on that. And finally, on this podcast, I apologize. It's a little short episode. Let's look at my time real fast. Okay, good on time. Okay, there's different. There's vending machines for soda, snacks, food, sandwiches. Well, in Singapore, there is a Segway vending machine that debuted. Yes, that's right. A Segway vending machine. This is on CNET.com. You can buy anything from canned bread to Instagram followers from a vending machine these days, but in Singapore, one company is adding Segways to that growing list. Grow Green, a distributor of personal transportation devices from Segway and Yvolution, launched on Saturday a vending machine in Singapore that lets you buy a Segway. And for a star power, Go Green brought in martial arts star Jackie Chan a demo. The vending machine touts the world's first for Segways, featuring a 55-inch touchscreen that lets buyers pick and pay for a product with a card or mobile payment before dispensing it. The machine runs 24/7 and can hold 7 items at a time. It carries a Segway Mini Pro, about $743, ES2 kick scooter, and Segway Mini Lite, both about $594. So if you're in Singapore, or this is going to come to the United States, there is now a Segway vending machine. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, finally, email. I got an email from Jack Kirk. You have seen the phone. He says, this is from Jack. He says, Kirk, you have... Jack, you're probably going to kill me on this email because I'm masquerading it. It says, Kirk, you seem to have found your podcast voice. You brought humor to the table for the show. Your laugh and a smile were a great addition. This is your best podcast to date. The vocal fills were much reduced. The balance of time between advertisement, personal comments, and content were more in line with Todd's GNC format. You put your stamp on a story/article selection. It was in GNC style, but noticeably different for longtime listeners. The issues I think you can improve on will be the audio strength/volume. It was low, I guess about 6 dB, which required me to adjust the volume up from other podcasts. I thought the audio sounded a bit muddy. This could be high frequency roll off or the mic being used. Bottom line, for a fourth era podcast, I think you knocked out of the park. Congratulations, Jack. Jack, thank you so much, aka Drycaster Jack, ex GNC producer. Jack, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And yes, you're right. As I mentioned in the top, the levels were a little low. For some reason, I don't know. I'm still adjusting to the recorder I have and the levels. For some reason, I don't know what happened. It's a work in progress. I'm going to keep looking at the levels and everything and make sure I'm not high or just right. So I thank you so much for the email. I really, really, really do appreciate it. And so that is the only email that I received. If you have any email, I'd like to give me feedback, comments, we talked about on today's show, on today's podcast, please email me, pa@geeknewscentral.com, pa@geeknewscentral.com. Thank you so much for all the insiders, for your support as well at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Great way to support the show as well, be it at two, if I can get this load. So this episode is a little dips a little bit because this is running very slow. For some reason, I got to find out what's going on with my, why it's not, these pages not loading. So the best way to support on the show would be by going to geeknewscentral.com/insider. You can donate via, there's a PayPal link there, button there, at 2-5. Let me just go back to, because I had it a second ago. I apologize. Okay. Oh, there we go. Okay, there it is. Okay. So you can subscribe. You can join via monthly subscription to 5, 10, 15, or $25. It means a lot to support the show. Thank you all so much to the supporters. Support the insiders. I appreciate it. It helps me. It helps Todd in a great way. Again, thank you so much. I apologize again for the very short episode. I'm trying to, the page was loading. Pages were loading. I'm trying to make sure everything is loading and getting this everything up. So, and again, it's great being guest hosting for this episode. I will talk to you soon. Hopefully back with you next month while I'm filling in for Todd next month while he's away on a much-deserved vacation in June. He will be back this coming Thursday, 8 p.m. Hawaiian Standard Time, be back with you live at geeknewscentral.com/live. You can also on Facebook via the live stream. With that being said, thank you so much for listening and downloading this week's episode. We'll talk to you soon on the next episode of the Geek News Central podcast, and I'll talk to you soon.